At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get ready for people to pour back into buying a lot of real estate thanks to what the Federal Reserve just did last week. Of course, again, not raising rates. This is an opportunity for lenders to start lending money again. All of that mortgage freeze where people were sitting there, lenders were saying, we're not going to lend right now because we just don't know what's going to happen with the Fed. So this sort of pullback on lending was happening, freezing out a lot of first-time home buyers. So guys, get ready. What we are about to see in real estate is going to be a flood of first-time home buyers trying to get into this market because if you'll recall, a lot of millennials were sitting back unable to afford with these higher interest rates. Their dollar is not going as far, of course, now. If they're making less, then baby boomers were really swooping in and grabbing a lot of these properties. And a lot of millennials were forced out of the marketplace because of higher interest rates meant that just meant their mortgage payment per month was not going to allow them to get in and start investing in this market. So when you have the CPI prints, which have been coming down steadily, and I've been listening to these real estate fund managers that manage billions of dollars, and they are very confident that rates are not going higher, that we are going to continue to see this trend now from the Fed. They've done enough. They've done really all they think they can do to mess up our economy. And they're going to sit back and lenders would start to resume originating mortgages. And we would allow this sort of flood of mortgages to unfold. So I think you're going to start to see as we head into this the rest of the summer, people who were sitting back wondering whether or not they could get a mortgage, whether they could afford to make those monthly payments. They're going to have opportunities now in ways that they didn't before because of the hesitation from the lending. A lot of the small banks, of course, have been really pulled back. They've been crushed by what's been happening on the lending side of things. And now you have these bigger banks, which have been swallowing up a lot of these smaller banks, now able to start lending again. I'm saying, look, a lot of this is propped up by artificial money. We know that the Fed has printed an enormous amount of money. So inflation is going to continue to run hot. That's the only way they're going to be able to pay off the interest on these loans that they have for the debt, right? We're $32 trillion in debt, guys. $32 trillion in debt. That means the loan payments alone, the interest payments alone on that debt is about $1 trillion. That means that they need to devalue the U.S. dollar in order to just afford the interest payments. So you're going to continue to see the devaluing, the debasement of the currency, but now at least money, the liquidity in the market is going to open back up, allowing people to convert some of those U.S. dollars into real estate or gold or silver. And this is very, very important. So I think that's what you're going to start to see. Guys, I think you're going to start to see an opening up again, and that's very, very exciting. So if you've been sitting on the sidelines wondering about jumping in to real estate investing, buying that property, now could be the time to really get away from the U.S. dollar and start to convert some of those U.S. dollars into long-term assets really fantastic, tangible assets like real estate. We're going to get to your Q&A questions here in a moment. We've got some great questions on how to raise money for your LLC. Again, you can always leave us a voicemail question and ask your tax-related questions, your investing-related questions by going to our website, which is morrisinvest.com. All right, it's time to dive into your Q&A questions here, or your Q&A. It's a Q&A session. You ask the questions, I provide the answers. All right, our first up is from Aaron. Let's listen to Aaron's question.
Hello, good day, Morris. This is Aaron James over in Pennsylvania, and I'm looking for advice on how to get funding for my LLC so I could start purchasing properties through my LLC to create a large portfolio and have a lot of cash flow out of that. I probably want to make this my new 9-to-5. So I'm going to start off as a part-time and then slowly move into it full-time. What is your advice for that? What should I be looking out for? Where should my research start? And what advice can you give me with working through my LLC?
Hey, thanks, Aaron. So look, I've done this, Natalie and I have done this, where we have gotten funding through some private money lenders, like direct lending partners. I'm not recommending them. I'm not endorsing them. I'm just telling you, years ago, that's a company that we worked with. It's a private money, private money. I guess you could really consider them like hedge funds, right? A group of wealthy people get together, create their sort of fund that they lend out for different real estate projects. They're not a bank. So think of them a little bit differently than that. And again, DLP, Direct Lending Partners, that's somebody that we worked with. We got over $1 million that we were able to work with, and then we were able to buy projects very quickly. So we had this sort of credit line open to us that we were able to make investments using our LLC structure. So that's one thing to look at. Another option is an SBA loan, a Small Business Administration loan. They're funding over $3 billion worth of funding for small businesses to see if you qualify. You can get loans up to $1 million. So that's one thing to do, is also look at the SBA and see if you would qualify there, especially if you're going to be doing, you know, new construction, or you're going to be actually investing in new construction or new construction projects. There's all sorts of incentives from the government to build properties. That's what we do. That's why, you know, we build new construction properties, because we need them desperately. We need up to 5 million units in the United States. We have a housing crisis in the U.S. So this is why we build properties. So yeah, that's an option. Let me just run through kind of a couple of other options for you. You know, self-funding, that's another thing to do, right? So you've got an LLC, but think of ways that you can actually use your self-directed IRA or use other rollover retirement accounts that you might have to self-fund your business. That's one thing to do. Rollovers for as business startups, you know, as called ROBS, R-O-B-S. That's one thing to look at. Here's another option too, which is just crowdfunding. You know, go to your local real estate meetup groups. Every state has them. Every city usually has real estate meetups. Just go to meetup.com and look for a REIA meeting in your town, R-E-I-A, and go to those once a month. Typically, there's going to be 30 or 40 people there hobnobbing once a month. It's a great opportunity to meet people in the real estate business. You'll meet agents, you'll meet contractors, you'll meet bankers, you'll meet funders, hard money lenders, you'll meet wholesalers. You know, and don't be shy. Put on a name badge, walk around, shake hands with everyone, say, hey, you know, I'm really looking for funding right now for my LLC to invest in real estate. Do you have any options? You know, and you're going to meet people in that room who are going to be hard money lenders and who are going to really give you a lot of options there. So look at grants, look at local programs, look at the SBA. And another thing I would do, just go to like something like LendingTree. Go to LendingTree.com, and as an LLC, put in your criteria and your information and let LendingTree, they're not a sponsor of this show or anything like that, but let them sort of compete for your business and see based on your credit score if you qualify for different funding. So there's tons of options out there. There is so much liquidity. There's so much money available. You just got to dig in and you know, be like a dog with a bone and go after it. All right, our next question is here.
Hey, Clayton. My name's Jacoby. I have about 5 rental properties in Las Vegas. I'm really comfortable there in my own town. I'm comfortable there, but I'm wondering about the turnkey approach out of state. I think the only thing my state doesn't really have is multi-family type properties, duplexes that are great. We're really poor areas where we are. So wondering if you guys have any recommendations on if you offer those kind of turnkey services or where I might start looking for that type of service. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And yes, that's exactly what we do. But we don't even really like the term turnkey, because what for us, we consider ourselves full service and beyond turnkey. And the reason we do that is because we realize that customer service and being there for you on a regular basis with our customer service team and anytime anything pops up is valuable, incredibly valuable. So to me, turnkey is like, here are the keys, here's your property, bye-bye. And we like to consider ourselves beyond turnkey. So yeah, book a call with our team at Morris Invest. We do single families and duplexes in the best markets, the best rental markets in the country, and the best jurisdictions, the best landlord-friendly states in the country, with fantastic job growth, appreciation, and fantastic internal rate of return. We're talking cash flow from virtually day one, because we want this property to be cash flow positive again, I've done a whole few rants here recently about people that are buying properties that are cash flow negative and the promise of future growth. Stay away from that. There are literally turnkey companies out there that will tell you you need to pay above the appraised value. That is total, total garbage. Don't ever, ever do that, in my opinion. Why would you buy above the appraised value just to work with a company? Don't do that. The properties we sell are at appraised value or below, so you're able to even get built-in equity when you're closing on the property. We do that because we build 40 properties at one time. We build in bulk, so that we're able to pass on those savings. And then also, you should be able to own the property 100%. I've seen some turnkey companies out there who will require you to form an LLC with the owner, and then you're like a part owner on an LLC buying a rental investment. What? No, no, no. You own the property 100%. That's the plan. Okay. You own it. You pay at the appraised value or below the appraised value and in the best jurisdictions in the country, and make sure that it's cash flow positive from day one. Make sure that when you're buying this investment, that it's, you're not having to wait 5 years for appreciation and refinancing. No, 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 no. You should be able to make sure that it's cash flowing now in this calendar year above what you're paying for it, above any of your expenses and your mortgage and all of that. So, sorry, I get on this little rant. I've seen this happening recently and it's really been bothering me. As you can tell, I've got a few videos where I really address this issue. We've had clients who started working with us. They told us, hey, yeah, we were working with another company and they told us that we needed to pay above the appraised value, and we did. The property hasn't been cash flowing. And we're like, what? Really? No, 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 no. So anyway, yes, that's my little rant. But please book a call with us. We're happy to help you in that regard. That's what we do. That's our specialty. So I can't recommend anybody else. Honestly, I'm going to recommend us because frankly, we're the best. That's it. Bottom line, we're the best at this. So book a call with us. Go to our website. All right. Our next question comes to us from Curtis.
Hello, Clayton. My name is Curtis. I want to ask a question. Is it possible to use a VA loan, a veteran administration loan for your product? Thank you.
Okay, great question, Curtis. And thank you for your service to our country. And the VA loan is a powerful loan because, you know, really, you don't have to put anything down on the property and really almost like 0% interest. So it's a great loan. I've had a lot of veterans over the years that we've worked with to buy and purchase rental property. So there is just one little caveat, Curtis. You have to live in the property. Okay. That's the thing here. All right. And you can get into, there's books that have been written by a couple of friends we've had on the podcast before. I'll have a link in the description if you want to check out those books on VA loans and, you know, as a member of the military, investing in real estate. Well, we've had some great guests here on the show about that topic. So I would encourage you to seek out more information. But that is the issue, is that in order to use the VA loan, you have to live in the property. Now, if you want to do that, that is absolutely an option. And one of our properties as a duplex, you could live in one side of the duplex and use the loan and rent out the other side. Yes, you could do that. Absolutely. We've had clients who have wanted to live in the properties they're investing in and do it that way. Now, that's just one of the caveats of the VA loan. It has to be a primary residence. You can't use it, to my knowledge, unless they've changed it in the past year. You can't use it to invest in a property you're not going to live in. Now, what I do understand from my military friends is that you have to show the intention of living in the property, right? You change your, you change your electrical, your address, your bank account information, your electrical address, your bills and everything are now in that address where you're going to be living with this property. You have the intention of moving there. I heard from one member of the military that said that he had everything lined up with the intention of living there. He bought the property, but then he got deployed again or something like that. And he couldn't live there. Well, the loan still, he was able to still keep the loan on the property and he rented it out. And he didn't get in trouble for it. You know, he intended to live there. He had every intention of moving there and then life got in the way. And I've heard that from members of the military that happens. Now, I can't say how that comes about that you might not decide to live there. That's up to you. And, you know, your mileage may vary. I'm not telling you to do anything that's untoward, but, you know, you have to intend to live there. And so even if you live there for a few months and then move, you live there and you have the loan, 0% interest, and you live in this property, and you then life gets in the way and you have to go on another deployment or you have to leave or move or whatever. And then you own this property. Now it's a rental property. You don't live in it anymore, and you can still keep the loan on the property. So different ways to do that, I suppose. I don't know enough about it, but from the members of the military that I've spoken to and those experts who've written books on the subject, yes, you can do it, but you have to live in the property according to the law. So we don't want anyone breaking the law. You have to follow the letter of the law, and I think live in one side of the duplex and then rent out the other side if that's your intention. In fact, one of my family members was in Vietnam and I was talking to him about this. He was seriously considering doing this, which was buying a duplex and moving to it in Texas. In the end, he didn't end up doing that. They ended up just getting a primary residence in Boise, Idaho, where they live, and they didn't do that, but very seriously considering doing that process. So thank you for your service. Thank you for your great questions. If you have a question about real estate, taxes, life, funding, whatever, please come over to our website, morrisinvest.com. It's right here, morrisinvest.com. Put in your email address and join our list, because we have our financial freedom worksheet, which you should also subscribe to. It's totally free. Just go to morrisinvest.com/freedom to download that. But there's so many great tools and blog posts and all sorts of information over on our website. Thank you, everyone. We will see you again next time. Now go out there, take action, and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time. Bye, everyone.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.